Home sweet home. It's one of the most basic human requirements. Yet many healthcare workers are having to move out of London because they simply can't afford to live there. Despite the government trying to keep nurses in the city, a report by the Royal College of Nursing found that almost 60% of nurses are definitely leaving London or thinking about leaving London in the next 5 years. John Considine is one of the authors of that report.
London's health and care system is short nearly 10,000 nurses. So, you know, I hope you'll agree that that is shocking, because the impact that will have in terms of the care patients get, and the pressure it already puts on nurses themselves to go above and beyond. And we know that access to, you know, either affordable accommodation or to get on that housing ladder will make a huge difference in terms of keeping nursing staff in place.
The average house in London costs £650,000 or £2,000 a month to rent, according to Rightmove.
I would have given anything to stay in London.
This is Beverly. She's a nurse, and when it came to a time in her life where she wanted to start a family and buy a house, she couldn't afford to in London.
Because nurses don't start off on a great salary, the price of property and the amount of deposit that was needed to actually even contemplate even looking to buy a place was just so far out of reach. You start work at like 7 o'clock in the morning. You need to live relatively near to your place of work.
Despite the ongoing housing crisis, construction of affordable new housing projects has been a key part of London's development. The Mayor of London, Sadiq Khan, says he started building the most affordable new homes since records started in 2003. So what constitutes as an affordable house?
I'm Richard Main. I'm a spokesperson for the Mayor of London. And the most recent statistics for affordable homes started for the last financial year were that the mayor broke the target of 17,000 new genuinely affordable homes that he was set by government. 17,256 were started. When the current mayor, Sadiq Khan, came in, he changed the definition of what a genuinely affordable home was. It's either a home based on social rent levels, London living rent homes, and they're aimed at average income Londoners, so they're discounted rents to allow Londoners to save a deposit in order to buy a home, or it's what's known as London shared ownership, which allows people to buy a percentage of their home and rent the rest and then gradually build up the equity in their home.
Standing outside the flat, you can see it's on quite a busy road. You can go in and...
Dr. Joe Vincent bought his flat in Stratford in 2017 using the Help to Buy scheme.
As a doctor, I don't feel that I earn a small amount of money. I feel like I earn plenty enough to survive in London. Yet when I wanted to get on the property ladder, I was only able to buy 60% of a property in London, a two-bedroom flat in London, with the help of a friend that had a chunk of money. If I think of the people that I work with, the nurses, the healthcare assistants, the physiotherapists, the porters, the cleaners, the thought of one, just trying to do that by yourself or with your partner, or two, trying to do it whilst supporting a family at the same time, just seemed entirely unrealistic.
The COVID-19 pandemic has highlighted the importance of healthcare workers. But many doctors and nurses, like Beverly, say clapping for carers felt like an empty gesture when they weren't being offered enough financial support.
We're made out to be these heroes and yet we're not paid accordingly. It's insulting that we're relied upon in such hard times and then that we're not rewarded and that we have to struggle for things such as housing.
It's clear that more affordable new homes are needed to meet the demands and keep healthcare workers in London.